and staying with the theme of news from the Mideast region for a while. At the UN, it looks as though the U.S. will get a vote from the Security Council for a new Iraq resolution. This resolution will encourage other countries to help the U.S. and Britain rebuild Iraq. France and Russia and Germany have been arguing with the United States about this, but they're not expected to block passage of this resolution. However, they may also not be as helpful as Washington's hoping. You'll hear more about this story later today and tomorrow, but here's a summary of where things stand. This from NPR's Nick Spicer in Paris.
French officials say they are not in veto mode on the latest American draft resolution, but they would still like some changes. French President Jacques Chirac spoke with the leaders of Germany and Russia yesterday to come up with amendments to the American text. The three leaders agreed to give up on demanding a handover of power from the U.S.-led occupation authorities to an Iraqi government in the next 5 months. And they have given up on insisting on a lead role for the United Nations in running and rebuilding Iraq. Still, they hope Washington will modify its draft resolution to provide more details about precisely when Iraqis will govern themselves. French diplomats suggest that an abstention is possible at the UN, as have officials in Russia, Germany, China, and Syria. That could create problems next week when foreign ministers converge in Madrid for a major donors conference on Iraq. Many ministers will need the UN resolution to lend legitimacy to any decision to contribute. For that, a unanimous UN vote would be best. But even then, it doesn't look like countries are in a rush to chip in. The Spanish organizers of the donors conference initially said they were hoping to raise $36 billion. Their latest projection is that around $6 billion will be pledged for 2004. Across Europe, governments are trying to trim deficits during an economic downturn. Although some governments supported Washington and the drive to war, in no European country was public opinion in favor of invading Iraq. And even if governments do decide to provide funds, there will be strings attached. This week, European Union foreign ministers agreed together to set conditions on any contribution. They want a strong UN presence in post-war Iraq and accountability and transparency for any money they decide to give. It's not clear yet if the text of the latest U.S. draft resolution, the third in 6 weeks, will be enough to satisfy them. Nick Spicer, NPR News, Paris.